what and where to dine and drink in the Coachella Valley. Introducing you to eateries from family diners to fancy five-star restaurants and the home of the most interesting adult beverages. This is Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Good afternoon. We're here with John McMullen here in the studio at iHub Radio. We've got a jam-packed show today. First guest is Bruce Landgarten. He's the CEO of Jewish Federation of the Desert. Then we have Kelly McFall, owner of Wilma and Frida's, both on El Paseo and Palm Canyon. In the second half an hour, Tony Marchese, owner of Trio Restaurant. He'll talk about takeout and delivery. And then Dennis Costa, who's the owner of Boucher Wine, Liquor, and Food Specialty Market. So as we all know, you know, during this age of COVID-19, everybody's really had to change their business model and really look at ways to help the community. And our first guest, Bruce Landgarten, we know, Bruce, that food insecurity has been a big initiative for Jewish Federation for a while. Tell us about your new partnership with Fine Food Bank. I know you've been supporting them for a while, but this is a new initiative that you've just started.
That's correct, Jeff. Thanks for having me. These are unnerving days, and by no means we'll be out of the woods anytime soon. And in past years, as the CEO, I've talked about how far we have come. This year, it's all about how far we have to go with the plummeting home values, soaring unemployment, and the economic realities. Formerly stable families are going to stream into agencies for basics, housing, and utilities, and medicine. So to respond to that crisis, we launched a partnership with Find towards the most pressing needs. And Find is not only the largest food rescue organization in the desert. I have a wonderful professional relationship with Debbie Espinosa, the CEO, and we work very well together. We have funded them for years, and now we're stepping it up so we can currently mobilize Find Food Bank's rapid response free mobile market distribution sites quickly, ably, and with results.
Well, and especially in this time when schools have closed down, one of the biggest problems is you have, you know, people who are on the low economic side of, you know, society who cannot afford to feed their kids breakfast and lunch every day. So, you know, these mobile markets can help in that.
No question. You know, the economic impact is taking a huge toll on the low-income populations. Over 125,000 children, families, and individuals and seniors every month who are in fear of what their next meal will come from. So people are essentially forced to make choices between paying their rent or medical bills or food. And it's not acceptable. That's why we all have to step in where we can and give. And we've put a pause on our annual campaign and redirected all our energies into giving and supporting this effort with Find.
Now, the distribution costs are about $3,500 for rapid response free mobile market. You've decided to support 20 of those, but there is greater need than that as well.
Way beyond that. And this is going to go into, we believe, well into the summer, even into the fall, as late as late October, early November, maybe beyond. So with our support and this effort, maybe we can provide direct services to feed and provide for many indigent families and seniors aging in place, experiencing the shortages as a result of, unfortunately, panic buying. And Jeff, I'm getting calls from my leadership as if I'm a distribution center myself and saying, Bruce, you know, is there any way you can get some toilet paper or Kleenex or paper towels? And frankly, you know, just sort of exacerbated by the fact that people who aren't able to go out as often or don't have the means, and then they end up going to the grocery store if, in fact, they can get there and there's not the essential needs available. That's unconscionable for us. So here we go. We're on the ground running.
So for the first time, I want to give the website, the Emergency Relief Fund goes right to Find Food Bank. That website is jfedps.org or jfedps.org, or you can call the Jewish Federation of the Desert at 760-324-4737. Now, these mobile markets, they're throughout the entire county. So each of the 19 mobile markets... Or I'm sorry, there's many 13, in total are...
Our effort is for food and supplies to distribute to 13 cities.
13 cities, okay.
All around the Coachella Valley, yeah. And, you know, I don't have that in my head, but, you know, the cities that are most prominent to that in our knowledge, you know, between... Aside from Indio and La Quinta and Indian Wells and Palm Springs and Rancho Mirage, we're going to Hemet and beyond. So I can only tell you that even as we assess the medium to long range impact, we know our community already feels these needs way beyond.
And these mobile markets, they provide 17,500 unduplicated children, senior, and adult meals. That's extensive. I mean,
every month, each month.
Yeah, that's really filling the void.
That's right. And well, that's the hope. Look, this is unprecedented. So, you know, there's a lot of speculation here, but I have great faith in what our partner Find is doing. And I know that if any organization can see to it that this is done, I mean, each year they process 12 million pounds of food. So this is not a new venture for them. This is now we have to step it up because this is clearly a crisis. We live in a community where people are struggling economically, physically, and emotionally. This crisis is dramatically increasing the number that will increase in the pain and suffering of our most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if somebody wants to donate the full $3,500, it includes all operational costs, staffing, coordination, and logistic costs.
That's correct. And we, like you said, we've committed to minimally 20 of those, which is essentially $70,000 all total. And beyond, because the community is responding, and they're giving through our website or calling us, and it's essentially a pass through. We're not keeping anything; we just pass it right through to Find, and we're urging our other agencies in the community to be communicating this as well. So
once again, if you want to give, the Emergency Relief Fund button is on the jfedps.org website, or you can call Jewish Federation of the Desert at 760-324-4737. Now, during this time, you know, another one of the initiatives that JFED does here in the desert is making sure that seniors are checked on. You know, social distancing has created more people staying at home. What are your thoughts on how we can combat that and get people to socialize during other means?
We do this all year round by funding Meals on Wheels with Mizell Senior Center and Jocelyn Senior Center. The reason I love Meals on Wheels so much is they're not just delivering food like a pizza. They're actually coming into the household. They're making sure these people are eating the food. They're looking in the refrigerator to make sure. They're looking at their meds to make sure they're taking their meds, they're changing their clothes, they're bathing, a number of different things, and the socialization aspect. So we continue to fund Meals on Wheels in both Jocelyn and Mizell for that reason, and we'll step it up moving forward because the need is going to really increase.
Well, and this is hitting our Coachella Valley at a time when it's peak season for us. I don't think we've really seen the residual effect yet.
No, nobody has. Nobody. You know, we anticipate all kinds of things, but this is a first for all of us. As I said earlier, we're not out of the woods anytime soon. Look, we can't plug every hole. But make no mistake, this federation won't allow people to go hungry or be put out in the street. So, you know, as I said, I've trumpeted our success in building for the future, but this year will be challenging. We can't kid ourselves. This is not business as usual for any of us.
Well, and the unknowing, we have no clue on when this will end, how long it's going to last. So we have to be proactive during this time and make sure, like you said, people don't fall through the cracks.
That's correct. Yeah. And we'll see to it because we're all talking to each other. We as a federation, we convene the senior execs of primary nonprofits in the Coachella Valley, talking to each other, seeing to it that our constituency is served, provided, and with all the social distancing, that we keep in touch with them, seeing that, are they okay? Do they need anything? And we move from there.
So I have a question for you. It's a little bit off topic on the food side of it, but another initiative for JFED is anti-Semitism. Now, we're seeing a big uptick in hate crimes against Asian Americans. Give us your feedback on that and how you go about making sure that all people are accepted and making sure that not just Asian Americans, but, you know, all the anti-Semitism that has reared its ugly head, how you help people make sure that they don't have anti-Semitism in their mind.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, Jeff, because number one, we as a federation signed a solidarity document. As a federation from all over the country and other nonprofit organizations, solidarity in respect to just what you mentioned, the Asian communities, because there has been some discrimination. As far as we're concerned, as a federation, nothing is more critical than the safety and well-being of this community. And so we provide for communal security in order to identify and proactively address potential safety threats in our region and engage everyone in the effort to be trained and prepared. So given the rise of threat and terrorism, every organization is a potential target. So within all these organizations are people, many of them children, that we need to see to it that they're protected. So over the past 4 years or so, we've been growing a security program. And since things sort of sparked that, like the April 2019 synagogue shooting in Poway and the 2018 synagogue shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. It gets us all heightened on alert. So anti-Semitism incidents are on the rise. So our strategy is security awareness, information sharing, training, close communication, and especially enhancing relationships with the local law enforcement for each agency, not just for us.
Well, and that's really key, is information is power.
We call this the Communal Security Initiative, CSI. It offers security training. So we have provided trainings for all the nonprofits and the churches and the synagogues.
That's our cue. We've got about a minute to wrap it up. So if you want to support Jewish Federation of the Desert's partnership with Fine Food Bank to support the rapid response free mobile markets, you can go to jfedps.org and click on the Emergency Relief Fund, or you can call Jewish Federation of the Desert at 760-324-4737. Thank you for being on the show today, Bruce.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
We'll have you back. Bye-bye. And we'll talk about updates on all the initiatives coming up.
About it.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Have a great day. Coming up on the show is Kelly McFall, the owner of Wilma and Frida. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
If you're curious about the best culinary experiences in the desert, we're about to feed your ears and taste buds. This is Delish Dish on iHub Radio. Now, here's Jeff Hawker.
Our next guest is Kelly McFall. She's the owner and founder of Wilma and Frida's, one of my favorite restaurants here in the Valley. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
We're doing good. Boy, you know, a lot of things are changing, you know, with the whole COVID-19. Give us an idea how you're kind of adapting. I know you told me the other day you've had to lay off all of your employees, which I'm sure has been difficult. Kind of give us an idea of how you go through that process, because it's got to be tough. You've got a lot of employees that have been with you for a while.
Yeah, we had a little over 80 employees between the two locations. Many of them had been with me for almost the whole 6 years that we'd been open in Palm Desert. And so it was kind of crazy the last few days, because each day information was changing. So we kept trying to adapt each day. You know, first it was for 50 people and we were seating customers every other table. And then they closed our bar down. And then the next day it was 10 people. And then we started doing carryout. But at the time we weren't doing enough carryout that would warrant keeping on employees. So we ended up having to announce laying off all of the employees. So the employees were really good, though, I have to say. They were really understanding of it, just because it was happening to everyone. But it doesn't feel good to have to do it anyways.
Of course not. Are restaurants like Woman and Frida's doing things like looking at the various SBA programs and whatnot, if you were to bring these employees back and have them working on stuff there in the, or at least on payroll, so that you can get a loan that would be forgiven as a grant down the road, like we're hearing about in the news?
Yes, absolutely. I've been working with my payroll company and also my banker, as well as my CPA. One of them we have filed, and then I was just listening to the governor right now on TV, and he was just announcing how we could go to COVID-19California.gov and what was available on there, in addition to some microloans of $50 million that the state of California was putting out for small businesses that wouldn't qualify. So we're looking at every avenue we can. The Valley's been such a good place for us. We love being here, and we just want to get back open and get our employees back to working, and hopefully this passes soon.
So you were telling me that you're looking at doing a takeout in the next couple of weeks and really kind of ramping that back up. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show, is we want to support our local restaurants and figure out ways that people can still engage with you.
Yes, we felt right now we were going to do it this week, and then we kind of felt right now, just with the death tolls climbing and different things going on, people were still probably pretty apprehensive to go out. And, you know, I've talked to other restaurants in the area, how it did work for them, that had just up until the last few days were doing carryout. The numbers were really low. So we felt that customer confidence would not be that great to open up, and it would cost us more to open than we would make sales. So we felt that in a couple of weeks, that would be a better time to do it. So I've been working on packages that are deals for customers. They can get, you know, like meatloaf for four with their whole meal and dinner rolls and dessert and everything at a much lower price. And we thought that would be helpful then.
Kind of like a model that a lot of grocery stores do during the holidays, where you can package everything together.
Kind of family style.
Yeah. Family style, yeah.
Yeah, so it would be the, for their family that's there, heat and reheat it, and it's good to go. But that wasn't kind of how my menu was structured before, so we've been reworking that.
Well, and you're not only a restaurant, but you also do a lot of baked goods as well.
Yes. My pastry chef is amazing. He actually used to cater for Madonna and the Prince of Brunei.
Wow.
So he's done amazing stuff. And he's continuing to do care packages. It's toddconkle@gmail.com. And he's been sending them out boxes for $32. So people can still order from him. And then we will be carrying those products once we reopen.
Oh, can you tease us a little bit of what some of those products are?
His key lime bars are amazing, absolutely amazing. It's got key lime, lemon bars, s'mores brownies, Rocky Road cheesecake brownies, and his brownies are also gluten-free. So that's kind of a treat for people that don't always get their sweets. It's gluten-free as well.
Yeah, in fact, I've had a lot of those because you guys were the gracious hosts of the Desert Business Association for their holiday party. And oh my gosh, you had this huge, what do you call it? Display of all those desserts.
Yeah.
All those bite-sized desserts.
Yeah. Yummy.
Yeah, they're always a fan favorite, and it's a good way to finish your meal.
So, any final thoughts? Let me give you the website for the first time. WilmaFrieda.com. That's WilmaFrieda.com. That's WilmaFrieda.com. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
I just want everybody to stay safe and healthy out there, and we can all get through this, and then we reopen, and you can all come in and join us, and we'll have a great time.
And will that be at both locations? Hello?
Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, was that for both locations you're going to do the takeout?
Actually, we would just do it in El Paseo. It's a smaller footprint for us to manage, so it would just be El Paseo to start.
Thanks for joining the show today. Again, that's WilmaAndFrieda.com. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
Don't you hate that moment when you're like, where should we go to eat? And you realize you're probably just going to settle for the same old, because, well, it's just easy. Ready to experience a taste of the Coachella Valley? Okay, you're in the right place. It's Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Welcome back. In this half hour, we have Tony Marchese joining us. He's the owner and founder of Trio Restaurant. How you doing today, Tony? Tony, are you there?
We lost him.
Oh, we're gonna have to bring him back. No, I guess we lost him. Okay. So, a couple things that I wanted to talk about was how to wash your fruits and vegetables. There's two ways you can do it. One is by using baking soda. What you do is you basically get a plastic pan, fill it with warm water, and put baking soda in there. And that's a great way to ensure that your fruits and vegetables are safe and ready to eat. The other you can use is apple cider vinegar. They're saying more and more that we should be washing all of our vegetables and making sure we wipe down our packages when we bring them from the grocery store.
Tony's back with us.
Oh, that's fantastic. How you doing today, Tony?
Hey, good, Jeff. Sorry about that. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. What were you off doing, one of your virtual tours and drinking some wine?
I was not. I got another call and it knocked us out. Sorry about that.
Well, so, you know, you are seen as one of the business leaders, especially in the restaurant industry here in the Coachella Valley. People look to you for guidance and kind of direction. Tell us a bit about how you have basically changed your business model. I'm sure with both Trio and with AC3, give us an idea of what you've done.
Well, I mean, we made the decision. I was always the guy that wanted to stay open and do pickup and delivery. And I made a decision not to right now is because, you know, the way Trio was built, it's very expensive. So like three different teams, there's prep teams and lunch teams and financially, I didn't know what to expect, you know, so I may start doing something in April. But when we reopen, it'll be different. We're going to probably not open for lunch until the fall. We'll probably just open for dinner. And unfortunately, we'll have less staff. And we have to be smarter. You know, you have to look at different things and change menu items and profitability and everything. This is, you know, March is our biggest month. It's everyone's biggest month here in the Valley. And if we don't have that to stay for the summer, it's going to be rough, right?
Jeff, I'm fiending for some Australian sole.
What's that?
Did you hear that, Tony?
I said I'm fiending for some Australian sole.
Yeah. I know. I did. We did the first virtual happy hour, Trio happy hour virtual yesterday, and it was kind of fun. I didn't know what to expect. I've never done it before, and we had 19 people on the line all talking to each other, and it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw that. I wanted to be on, but I had a board meeting that I had to go to.
We're going to do it again on Friday. We're going to see how it goes. If it goes well, we'll do it like 2 days a week, you know. But it was nice. We had people from Toronto and Vancouver, Cathedral City.
and that's what I tell all the restaurateurs. You know, even though you may be closed, it's really important to continue to engage with your customers, because when we do get reopened again, your name is going to be continuously out there, and people are going to think about you when they're ready to start going out to dinner again.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, as you know, I'm not shy about marketing and advertising and social media like that. But right when this happened, it was instant. Every day there's something out there. And we're doing cooking now. This week at both websites are going to be gluten-free cooking interviews with people. And so I'm just trying to pull stuff out of the hat and to educate people. People are home now. They're sitting at home, and they need something to do, you know. And it's any information is good information, right?
Yeah, exactly. Your website is triopalmsprings.com. What's the phone
That's
number
correct.
If people want to just call you and ask a question?
760-864-8746.
Now, you've been doing these virtual tours with different wineries. Tell us about that.
Well, I did an email out to a bunch of people and said, look, do you have videos about the wineries and out there? And believe it or not, a lot of people don't. There was only a handful that did. So we kind of just do the intro, and then we do the videos together. And I thought it was a great little series. I thought it was fun, educational. And it was, you know, fun for me to try to drink the wine by myself in the video.
Exactly. Well, you know, you and I are big food lovers. You know, we're involved with a lot of things that have to do with food and wine. And in fact, you know, the Food and Wine Festival had to be canceled this year, as well as Fashion Week. I mean, how did that all take place? I mean, it must have been hard. You had a lot of ticket sales, I'm sure, already.
We did, and it was a hard. Obviously, we had to do it, but we were told to do it, told to cancel. And well, you know what? Right now, almost every chef committed for 2021. So we're moving 2020 to 2021 format, because our sales were up. Every event was sold out. It was, you know, it took me 3 years to get Curtis Stone, so he's agreed to come back next year, or to show up next year instead of this year. And so it's been challenging, and yet the response has been really amazing from people and how generosity they've been, and, you know, and that they're willing to commit a year out and they don't know what their life's going to be like. So that part was kind of cool to see the people. Most of our sponsors stayed on with us, and so we've been very fortunate in that area. But, yeah, still a lot of money lost.
You know, Tony, we don't know for sure when things are going to get back to some semblance of what we've known in the past as being normal. They keep kind of kicking the can down the field, because obviously people aren't going to be going out and getting together in mass until such time as it's really safe for everyone. And that's going to take a while to know for sure. But do you think that we're working ourselves, because of some of these virtual events and things like that, that this is going to become more of a thing? I mean, you talk about the virtual cocktail party. What if, you know, restaurants like yours that have great things that people really love to make or love to eat, if you, like, maybe put out, you know, once every couple of weeks a specific recipe and gotten people together to actually make their favorite dishes from Trio, and do a similar type of thing in a video conference environment?
I do think that, you know, our life will be different once we get back to some normalcy. Let's just say open, you know, once we start working again. I do think that the video world is not going to end after this. I think there's going to be a lot still things happening on the internet, and people aren't going to come out as fast as we're hoping. I hope I'm wrong.
People love food television programs, and here's an opportunity to kind of mix people's love of that with a local outlet and being able to see things. And if you're doing more things where you're in the kitchen and it's just, you know, you or your chefs and a you know, a camera person, and you're talking with people and helping them to be able to, you know, come up with ideas to do things at home instead of just making Kraft mac and cheese, you know, which is pretty gross. You know, it could be a whole new way of communicating with and building that rapport with your loyal customers.
Yeah, if everything goes right, you'll start seeing cooking demonstrations starting next week from Andrew Copley for AC3 and for all the restaurants. So yeah, awesome. we're working on that. Yeah. I think there is a market for that now, and I think it will always be there because of all these cooking shows, you know, and why not? And what's the most important thing when this is over is that we stick together and support local and be local and eat local and buy local and help everyone get back to some kind of normalcy financially, you know?
Yeah. I've never seen anything like this. You know, I've been coming to Palm Springs my whole life when I was a little kid. And, you know, remember when people used to come here, you know, 20, 30 years ago, during the summer months, everything closed down for 3 months. And now, you know, we're seeing that same kind of scenario where there's no cars on Palm Canyon. People aren't walking around. And it's very surreal. I guess I've seen way too many futuristic movies.
It's true. So it's true. But you know, there's hope, and we'll get there. There's a lot of programs out there for businesses that everyone should be taking advantage of, and I hope they all know about it. You know, this new payroll CARES Act, and then there's the SBA loans, and so the government is saying what they're going to do. So hopefully it all work out for all of us. You know, it could be a blessing, and it could be a disaster.
So, how would that work? Let's say you've had to lay off your employees. If you got one of these loans, do you have to hire back some of those employees to make sure it's forgiven?
Yes, it's a percentage. You have to bring back a percentage of the employees. Yeah. Okay. I just had something on here. It was on my email address. Yeah. I have to bring back a certain percentage of the employees. It helps you pay rent up to 8 weeks, utilities, all things that are basic. And it's just for like an 8 week catch up when we open, you know. So, but that's 8 weeks is 8 weeks. That's great to have someone else pay your rent and someone else pay your utilities and pay your payroll, you know. So it's going to be a great program, and hopefully they'll do what they say, you know?
Well, because initially everybody was thinking it was going to be about 2 weeks, and now it's looking more like about 8 weeks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure probably like June 1st, you know, is my guess. Because it was April 30th right when we first closed, and now the whole country's on another 30 days, so probably June 1st, which goes into our summer.
Yeah.
So in hopes, I was talking to a vacation rental guy, and he said, in all indications, it looks good for July and August, you know, and let's hope so, you know, but at least for the drive market, they'll want to get out of their town and come back to Palm Springs.
Oh, yes, they will. Yeah, I think the airline industry is still going to struggle because people are not going to be wanting to get on a plane. I was supposed to take a cruise in June. It was just a short cruise down to Mexico. But, you know, you have to kind of rethink these things. It's like, you know, do I really want to in a confined area where people may be sick. So,
we canceled. Obviously, we canceled our trio cruise that was going through to Italy.
Oh, yeah. I've been on before, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good one. That's right. You and your. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and we were together.
And so we had to cancel that too. And at that point, there was, I think, 75, 80 reservations. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to be safe, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you had mentioned when this is all said and done, you're anticipating, I mean, of course, things can change. You're anticipating open for dinner only at first?
Yes. Yeah. Until like Labor Day.
Okay.
And then that'll help, you know, financially, because dinners are strong, and then we can build back up into lunches once the fall comes. And now, hey, if the demand is there, absolutely, we're prepared to open, you know.
And an important part of the story,
an
important part of the story that we've been telling people too, is the impact that it has. I mean, as a major restaurant employer here, you've had to impact a lot of lives on that standpoint. That can't be easy for you.
No, it wasn't, because I hold them very close, and a trio alone was like 77.
Yeah, and then Liquid Catering.
Yeah, well, all those got canceled too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being on the show today. That's Tony Marchese.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. That's Tony Marchese. He's the owner of Trio Restaurant. You can go to their website at triopalmsprings.com. And give us your phone number again, Tony.
Sure, 760-864-8746.
So we'll have
you
back.
Everyone. We'll see you as soon as we can open. We'll be open.
And we'll have you on the show. Keep me posted on when you reopen, and we'll get that on the air. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
You need not be a foodie to listen to Delish Dish. Just keep an open mind and have a good appetite for finding the best there is to eat and drink, from the funky to the fancy, across desert cities. Here's your gastro guide, Jeff Hawker, on iHub Radio.
If you're interested in supporting the Jewish Federation of the Desert Emergency Relief Fund, which is tied in with Fine Food Bank and their mobile markets, you can go to jfedps.org. If you're interested in finding out more information about Wilma and Frieda's, go to wilmafrieda.com. And actually, Kelly texted me the correction for the pastry email. If you want to order pastries from Wilma and Frieda, you can email them at Todd, K-O-N-K-O-L, food at gmail.com. That's Todd Conkle, food at gmail.com. And also, if you want more information about some of Trio's virtual tours and happy hours, go to TrioPalmSprings.com. Joining us on the show is Dennis Costa. He is the owner with his partner of Boucher, which is a wine, liquor, and food specialty market. How are you doing today?
Hello there, Mr. Jeff. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Now, you guys are open and operational. Tell us a little bit about how you've had to change your process of how people are buying.
Well, naturally, we had to modify our hours. So instead of being open at 10 o'clock in the morning, which we're generally there anyway, we're there from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. in the afternoon. We're doing deliveries. We're doing takeaway, and we have food. We have sandwiches, salads, food items, and obviously liquor, beer, and wine.
Well, and you do those beautiful crates. You know, people are still having birthdays and anniversaries. Are you selling a lot of the crates?
You know, that's funny that you asked me that, Jeff, because we had another one of our clients that said, well, you must be selling a lot of the charcuteries. I said, no, we're not selling any charcuteries because, you know, people are not really gathering. And for crates and such, no, that would be a negative.
Well,
unfortunately,
that's why we're here to promote them. We'll promote it through Facebook,
right,
too. You know, things go on, you know, regardless of whether you're in your house or not, you still need to celebrate your birthday.
Absolutely. You know, every year that counts is a year that some people never made it to. So I always celebrate my birthday every year. So, and we'll be coming up for all of those listeners out there. Come and see us in May if we're open and out of the quarantine.
And people can still have small parties with, you know, the social distancing in place, you know.
Is it my friend John I'm listening to?
It is.
Hi, John.
He's your bestie.
I think so. You know, there's still people coming from out of town visiting people, which is a little kooky. But, you know, I think if you're in small groups and traveling with the same people that that obviously you're living with, or visiting socially in a small group, I think we're going to be okay. But as I said, you know, this whole crisis is something that we can really keep to a minimum if we just stick to the rules and keep our social distancing. And when you go out, wear a mask. And if you're going to come into Boucher, we have hand sanitizers, and we're wiping everything down in between each customer and doing the things that we're supposed to be doing, and just hoping that that's going to be enough to safeguard everybody's health.
And you know something, guys? I have a friend in San Diego who is doing these virtual picnics that they used to do, a picnic in the park down in San Diego at Balboa Park every Wednesday at 5:30. Now what they're doing is they're getting together on Zoom, and each person's having their food and stuff, and all these friends are getting together. So you could go to Boucher and get all the stuff for your part of the picnic and enjoy it just as though you were going off to a park and doing it and having it virtually with friends.
Yes, it's kind of funny that people are doing that, and there's, you know, that Zoom is able to connect a lot of people at one time, and so, you know, in this era of social distancing, we still have an opportunity that we can see our loved ones thanks to modern technology.
Give us an idea of some of the liquor brands that you're promoting, and maybe some new varietals that you've gotten in the shop that people should come and pick up.
Well, you know, it's been a little bit limited, Jeff. We have more of a boutique style store, which most of our wines are small batch wineries, and locally, Santa Maria, Santa Ana, Los Olivos, Santa Barbara. You know, we've got wines from Walla Walla, Washington. We've got wines from all over the world, actually. And it's just kind of fun to have people come in. They say, well, I like this. Well, why don't you try this? And if you don't like it, I'll drink it. Because, you know, I have a superpower. I have the power to make wine disappear.
I think I have that one, too.
It's a pretty good superpower, I'll tell you, Jeff.
Yeah. Have you had to put your wine tastings on hold, or can you social distance with that?
Yes. The last wine tasting we had was, February 20th, I think, was the last one that we did, just to be safeguard. No more than 10 people at a time. Generally, our wine tastings gather up, 40 to almost 60 people on a Saturday. So the social distancing aspect really came into play with that. So,
right.
You know, I'm not telling anybody not to drink wine, but, you know, they're going to have to do it in a safer place than coming into, you know, 50 to 60 people.
Right. And you literally had just launched your PS Air room right next door to Boucher, which is geared towards having events and parties there. It is spectacularly beautiful, and you'll be ready to go as soon as the stand in place is lifted.
Well, Jeff, you know, we had plans on having an opening Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of last week, and then we were open for business there on out. And we've since had to postpone that, naturally. And, you know, we're ready. We're just going to
hey, we've all been there with flight delays.
With flight delays.
Yeah, just tell everybody it's just, you know, ongoing flight delays. At some point, it'll be on time.
Waiting for air traffic to clear you for takeoff.
But, well, when you see the boarding sign, you better run.
But it's cool. I mean, when you walk in, you literally feel like you're in the fuselage of a plane. You did a great job. Who's your designer?
Thank you, sir. Tom and I were the ones that designed that. I like to joke that we had it all in our head, and we had to get it out.
Because it was bugging you. You had to get it out.
It was taking up too much space in my head. So we partnered. We had a beautiful partnership with Jeff King, and he's the one that brought it to life.
To realization, yeah. The website for Boucher is Bouschet. That's Bouschet.com. And you guys are located in the Sun Center. What is your address there?
611 South Palm Canyon Drive. And we are open for business, delivery, takeaway, and all your wine and your liquor needs.
And give us your hours again.
We are open from 11 a.m. until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Thank you for joining us today, Dennis. Great to have you on the show, as always.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. Thank you for the opportunity.
And we'll
be
see,
safe out there.
We'll see you very soon. You've been listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio. For more information, go to www.ihubradio.com.